When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 with the phone numbers. We'll do a top 10 list around 135 or so. I guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I was just looking at a thing online.
You all right?
Yeah, no. I was just looking at something. Just caught my mind.
The Josh Allen press conference after practice? Is that what you're watching?
That's what it was. Uh-huh. I couldn't tear myself away from Josh Allen. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is funny. This is an Olympic headline. Hawker pulls off shocker.
Who?
We have a Cole Hawker wins a gold medal in the 1,500-meter run. He was a big dog.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest upset at the Olympics. Hawker pulls off shocker. If he married a woman with huge boobs. Hawker marries Shocker Noggers.
well, incorrect. Because if she's got huge boobs, it's not a shocker.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not, right?
They're hidden, that's right. Yeah.
Well, Monica.
That'll have to be a much longer
Shocker
headline.
Noggers because
you don't see them.
On a given day, they don't seem like they're overwhelming. And then all of a sudden she gets an amazing, like, hey, pow, hey.
Boom. I had a check. I had a chick tell me Saturday that I had. She's like, "Wow, you have big boobs." I'm like, "I do. I don't think of them that way." So
okay. Those are
everybody's looking at my boobs now.
Right.
It's proof they're shocker knockers though, because you don't think of them.
Right, unsuspecting.
And they're there.
Right.
I saw this race. I saw because apparently two other guys were like the whole talk around this whole race was about these two other. I don't remember.
They were going to crush it.
Yeah. And so for him to win, it's like screw you, America.
He was 21-1.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not supposed to do anything. So he was 1500 meter race and came out of nowhere. And the guys who were supposed to win the race were shocked in the midst of the race when he went by them. Like they did not expect that. That sounds a little cocky.
Where's this white guy coming from?
I know.
How's that?
I think that's exactly what they said.
Right.
That's what they said in their head.
Did you see the fast walkers or what's it called when you round?
Race walkers.
Yeah, race walkers. Yeah.
I told you the first time I ever saw that, I thought it was the Special Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see that because what's going on. But did you see the chick who thought she won and then the look on her face, they close up on her face when the chick just walked. So she's walking and she's almost near the, doing her fast walk thingy. And she starts to celebrate. She raises her hand like, yay. Mm. And then all of a sudden she sees that someone come on her right and just she looks at him and her face is like, whoa. Oh. And so she
celebrate
lost.
Too well, early.
She got second. Yeah.
Did that happen in the Olympics?
Yes. It's all over the internet.
Oh, that happened in race walking like a few months ago. I feel like there was a woman with that exact thing where she had no idea she was about to lose and she got surprised.
Maybe it's a sport. Like,
how do you not know? How do you not look around? You're only walking.
How do
like,
you
look around?
Well, you can't see behind you.
But also, you just keep going.
You have to focus, though.
So you're just onto the finish line, just to the very end.
Right. I love how now when you see somebody in the NFL and they're running to the house, like especially if a running back who broke a tackle and he's running, they look up at the scoreboard to see if anybody's behind him.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's smart. It's like using it. You know
what
I mean?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
What's the...
Because how many times do you see it where they get it knocked out?
What's the famous tackle on the one? Why can't I think of it? Where...
Daniel Jones tripped.
Oh, my God.
I remember that.
Right.
I remember that.
Leon Lett was one, right? Where he
and when Don Beebe
like
in the Super Bowl kept going and scored a touchdown. There's so many different ones.
Are there that many? Yeah.
Or the jumping in college football, that happens a lot where they jump before the line and then they're not in the end zone. Yeah, and it's like,
that's so horrible. You're just so focused more on the celebration than on actually scoring the touchdown first.
Right, because you're making it about you.
Come on.
But there's so many examples. Right. You'd think that it would be ingrained in their head, do not do that, no matter what, even if you think you're, just don't do that. I don't understand how it still happens.
Doesn't matter. They want, a lot of players play for the name on the back and not the name on the front.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good line.
I didn't make that up. That's from the movie Miracle.
Oh, see, I thought it was Deion Sanders.
Because the name on the front of the jersey is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back.
That's damn right. I was like, let's go. Come on, ready to play.
I will say a good hype speech is a good hype speech. I'll get chills and like you said, just mm-hmm. like, let's go. Run it
I
through
saw a headline about one yesterday, like a Little League, some Little League coach. I didn't get a chance to hear the speech. I just saw the headline and I wasn't sure about it, so I just kind of kept on going. But his speech is going viral. Little League coach.
Little League guy?
I'd be able to find it now.
Oh, wow. Love it. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah.
What, a new one?
Yeah. See if you can find that real quick, Brett.
I'll tell you, that guy.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Tim Walz, the VP pick for Kamala Harris, did a good speech yesterday, and he's like an ex-football coach or something.
Yeah.
He had a very coach feel to him, and I only saw maybe 5 minutes, and, you know, whether you believe or not, whatever he's saying, it doesn't matter the words. It's how
delivery.
He presented, and the way he was on the stage, yeah. and the way he handled the crowd. He's good.
Obama-esque.
He's really very good. I wouldn't go Obama's like legend.
Yeah.
You know, but this guy can work a crowd. He felt like presidential-ish. You know, whatever. Like I said, I don't care if you agree with him or not. He was just a good speaker for that speech yesterday. He did a good job with that. Now let's see what happens over time.
Right.
You know. And then, of course, him debating J.D. Vance should be really good. Both of them are both, like,
military
sharp.
And that kind of thing.
They both have, right, solid backgrounds. They both are really good speakers in public. That could be the best debate.
Doesn't matter whether you like what's coming out of the mouth. It's just your ability to do it and command an audience and maybe change minds. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. When I found out he was, like, an ex-coach or whatever, football coach, I'm like, that's exactly what he was doing up there. He was, like, talking, looking at the crowd, and pointing over here. And she's really caring, like, just like a coach would do, like, I don't know. It was instead of like a public speaker who does like, sorry. He had, I don't know, he had a coach feel. So.
I saw a stat or whatever when he was a coach. It was like he took over when they were 0-1 whatever. Like they just didn't have they had a losing, a zero season. And then when he took over, they were 2-4, then went on an 8-win streak, a couple of shutouts during that 8-win streak. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you're saying has to be true. How does anyone get behind you? You know what I mean? Like, if you're pumping someone up, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're motivating someone to do something. If that is a crappy record to a great record.
Yeah.
Fake news.
It's his high school coach. I wasn't even talking about politics.
Fake news. He wasn't a winning coach. He was a losing lip. Okay. That's it. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about this dude.
Wrong.
I just know at dinner last night, Susan goes, that's the guy. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, a couple weeks ago, we saw him on the news where he was at a press conference. She goes, he's the Minnesota governor. He's the one where we talked about. He was at the press conference. He's wearing like a torn up, worn out baseball cap and a torn up, worn out T-shirt. He looked like he came in from mowing the lawn to do the press conference.
Yeah.
And we said that a couple weeks ago. Like,
we did.
That's the same guy?
Like that Fetterman dude.
Yeah.
You know, shows up in sweatpants and a sweatshirt to go.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now everybody's gotten more used to him. And
I don't care. Respect the office and put some clothes on.
You
know, I'm a wise ass on the radio. Wearing sweatpants is, you know, no big deal. But when you're in Congress and you got to go in, you know, the House of Representatives, the whole thing, you're dressed apart.
When you're a historical figure,
right?
You know. Yeah. Up your game a little bit.
I get it. You want to be a man of the people with your Carhartt hooded sweatshirt. Stop it.
Right. I mean, you are the one who says that people want. What was your thing before of. Just like everybody else, or not a politician or whatever, I think a suit reeks a politician, right?
No, but you're dressing the part. You're paying respect to the office. To me, again, it goes back to respect. It's respect for the office.
Mm. You know,
it's respect for the position. I'm not, look, what you're coming at, if you want to be the man of the people and that's what you're preaching and that kind of thing, do it. And I don't care what you do when you're not at the Capitol. You want to wear, I don't care if you want to walk around with your balls out. I really don't care. But when you go in, I don't know, lose the hooded sweatshirt.
You are very much, and I've learned that about you, where, you know, obviously respect is a big thing. But what's unfortunate, like with the girl you were talking about earlier who didn't intentionally disrespect you, but she did, you know, that's how you felt and everything. So I don't know how many times I unintentionally disrespected you or anybody for that matter. I know, but you have to understand it's coming from a place of I don't know. I just need a book, a spiral-bound book of JP's.
Of disrespect.
No, that's not true.
1 million times, no exaggeration.
No, that's nothing.
He's 1,000,004
true.
Right now.
Nothing, but okay, that's right. RBF was here for the first year. 8 years of utter disrespect. That's how I feel, at least. And I'm entitled to my feelings.
You are. Can I tell you how I feel?
Hey, she disrespected my socks. You relax.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Brett, did you find it by any chance or no?
So you saw a brand new Little League coach?
I saw it yesterday when I was...
Everything I'm seeing is from years
from
ago.
Old?
Anything I search, Little League coach. Is
yeah,
no, like,
I saw it
new
yesterday.
Story.
I don't remember where I saw it, though. If I come across it during a commercial break, I'll...
Am I allowed to say that you said sore like 50 times?
Oh, no.
Sore?
Sore. Like,
saw it. I saw it. I saw it.
I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying sometimes you say that you don't say sore. You said sore a lot.
I saw it.
You love it so much, Monica.
I kind of do.
So
I say lean into it. You have an accent.
I saw it.
Does it hurt? I mean, is it like an effort to do that? Because sore was like, it seemed like it was natural.
I don't hear sore when I say it, but if you do, I'm sure that's the way it is.
Saw it. Yeah,
it's okay.
It takes more effort to open your jungles. Yeah.
I saw it. Oh, I'm Ashley. I saw it.
I saw it?
Yeah, I got to teach you like vocal lessons.
Oh, you can, Ashley? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like weird to say saw. It's like the opposite for me. Yeah.
Your jaw must really hurt at the end of the day.
No, it's like that's natural. That's natural.
You're all jaw.
I'm a natural woman. Just like your Aretha Franklin dead woman before.
Nice.
Yeah. That's called a callback.
Yeah. I like that you're listening and paying attention and remembering, cool. Ashley.
It's like my favorite show.
Is it?
Yeah, like you wouldn't think that.
What is?
This show.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
I just
like opposites attract.
Who's your favorite member of the show?
Oh, I mean, is it like, you know, like, well, who do you think? Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
It's Monica.
Yes.
Is it? Yeah. She's so like me.
Oh,
It's the only person who acknowledges your existence as a bug, as a what?
That's right. I'll cricket.
Cricket.
Yeah.
I respect that.
See, and I thought you would say Dizzy because he's just cool.
Yeah, he's number two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like really chill.
You know what you might not know about him, though? You remember Roger before said the woman had shocker knockers?
Yeah.
He's got a shock car.
Oh.
A shock car.
Shocker?
Yes. One of those. Mm-hmm. Shocker Khan.
Shaka Khan.
It's a great song.
Oh, you know that's
my grandma taught me that song.
Hey.
And by the way, Gareth, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You don't expect a small short guy like that to have the hammer that he's got, but yeah.
The hammer.
Shaka.
That's why he's a little bent on the back.
Right.
He's just kind of carrying it around.
No, it's why he never grew a lot because he was pulling him down. Gravity.
Yeah.
Gravity was just holding him, pulling him to the ground.
It's weighted. I got scoliosis now, yeah.
That's right.
Must be tough. Right.
Back problems.
Man, oh man.
It's funny how a guy is, not that you live your life by any means like that, but a guy is more concerned and proud, I guess, of having a big that more than I would think a girl is, or at least I am, of having big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's on the same.
Society did that to us.
Damn it.
Because women said if it's too small, we're not worthy. Over and over.
Well, I don't know who said that.
I'm not saying so much now, but back then, it was, first off, every porn guy had a giant schlong.
Yeah.
And there was the whole thing, well, if you didn't have a big one, then you couldn't satisfy a woman, and that whole thing. I didn't make it up. That's real.
Yeah. Mm.
That's real.
I feel like I bought into that. I feel like it's true.
You totally did.
Yeah, I feel like it's true. I don't want to say it's true because I don't know, but I my opinion
you feel
is
like
that.
It is.
I feel like
go
it
with
is.
Your gut. Yeah.
Sorry,
you only have you have less pressure because we only have like one thing that we could put our hopes in and dreams in, and you have boobs, butt, front.
Oh,
you guys have a lot of stuff.
We do.
If one's great, it covers the other stuff.
That is true.
We don't have any options.
That is true.
Everything else is ugly.
Oh, that is true. And I've said this from the beginning. I feel so bad for guys because we know when you're excited. Like there's no hiding it. You can't tell if I'm excited, but certainly we can look at your stuff. And we see it change, and that's so unfair. Like, hide your shame.
No, big flashing light.
Shaka. Dedicated to?
This one goes out to Dizzy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.